This Tuesday is tax day. In Idaho, residents will file both state and federal income taxes. Frankie Barnhill has more on a quirky part of the state tax code.
When it comes to Idaho's income tax brackets, you don't have to make a six-figure salary to get taxed at the highest rate. In fact, the highest rate, currently 7.4%, applies to anyone who makes at least $10,906 a year. Not exactly the 1%. Idaho's income tax was established during the Great Depression, when the legislature passed the Property Relief Act of 1931, meant to offset property taxes. Those brackets have not changed much since they were established, despite huge changes in wages over the decades. This makes Idaho different than many other states with more progressive tax codes. For example, Oregon's top income tax rate only applies to people who make at least $125,000. So why does Idaho treat someone who makes $11,000 a year the same as someone who makes $111,000 a year? According to Norton Francis with the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center, Idaho's income tax structure creates consistency for the state, consistency that translates to budget planning. Francis says by keeping brackets low, the state can tax more people at the same rate, making it easier to predict and plan the state budget.
Oregon or California, they see a lot of volatility in their income tax revenue because there are large shifts in income at high income levels. So you don't see that as much when your tax rate is, you know, below $100,000 or $50,000.
But he says states that have higher income brackets generally do have more revenue for things like Medicaid and education. So there are pros and cons to Idaho's current system. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.